Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to go over the complete guide to your forehand grip. Which grip is best for you? And the main thing to keep in mind is that there are different grips for different playing styles, and nobody can tell you which one is perfect except for choosing yourself. So if you go to your pro, one's going to recommend, oh, you got to use a full Western grip. Then you're going to talk to the next pro and they're going to say, oh, the full Western's terrible. You got to use an Eastern grip. And you're going to hear all these different opinions. What I want to do is go through what each of these mean, and then you can try them out and pick for yourself. That's the best way to have the absolute perfect forehand grip for your game. So let's first start off by talking about the bevels on the racket. If we're putting the racket on its edge, this top bevel, this flat part on top of the racket, would be bevel number one. As we go to the next bevel at a 45, that's number two. Number three is on the side. Number four is at a 45 here. Number five is at the bottom. This is going to matter because this is where we're going to put our index finger knuckle, or the bottom knuckle where I have that black dot. So let's start out with a continental grip, and that's bevel number two. If I put my index finger knuckle right on that bevel, if we're looking from this way, I put my knuckle right on that bevel. My hand is slid all the way down to the bottom of the racket. My pinky is on the taper, or the flared out piece of the racket, and my fingers are spread apart. So no matter which grip we talk about, we're gonna use, whether it's continental, Eastern, semi-Western, full Western, we're using that same way of holding the racket. Hand at the bottom, fingers spread out, pinky on the taper. So the first one there, the problem with this is if I just relax my hand and kind of put it to my side, you'll see that it opens the face a little bit. This is going to be the lowest spinning type of forehand grip here. I would hardly ever recommend someone use this. In the older style of play, maybe with wooden rackets, where everything was very level into the shot, and it was just kind of pushing the ball back, this would be the kind of style some people might use this type of grip. With more modern strokes, bigger headed rackets, more spin, getting that ball to come over the net higher, spin down on the court, we don't really particularly want to use this grip unless we're strictly just a player that just wants to kind of hit the ball over back and forth without much spin at all. So some definite disadvantages to this one. Now if I go up here in my Topspin Pro, you can imagine since it's opening up the face when I'm relaxed, I'm really gonna have to angle my hand in to square up those strings and really swing level. It's very difficult for me to make this racket move in an upward brushing motion and to get the face forward. It's almost impossible to create top spin with the continental grip or having your index finger knuckle on bevel two. So I wouldn't recommend that to very many people. The next one over, I would say this is your no spin forehand grip, completely flat ball. The next one over, number three, would be your Eastern grip. So one, two, three is on this side. Index finger knuckle goes on the side of the racket. This is a grip that Roger Federer uses. So it is good for certain players. The advantage of this one is, you can imagine I go back over my Topspin Pro again, I can still get my racket to drop. I can angle those strings down. I'm gonna be able to put the racket face forward a little bit and get that topspin, but it's not gonna be as aggressive as some of the other topspin shots. So imagine Roger Federer's type game. He's hitting some heavy pace shots. He doesn't create tons and tons of topspin. He wouldn't create nearly as much topspin as someone like Nadal. The advantage of not having as much topspin is that now that ball will move through the court quicker. It's going less up and down, and it's moving flatter through the court. The disadvantage is consistency. If you have a heavy topspin ball, you can hit it 6-7 feet over the net, it's still gonna curve down in. With a flatter, more Eastern grip, I'm gonna be able to have more pace. I'm still able to get some topspin as long as I get my hand low and brush up through the ball, as long as I angle the racket strings forward, and as long as I let the tip of the racket kick upward through the shot, I'm gonna be able to get some topspin still, but not as much as some of the other ones. So that's when it really comes into your personal preference. I recommend taking some balls out, hitting on a ball machine, you know, 20, 30 balls with that Eastern grip. Number four, which is the next one at the 45 here, now my hand goes this way, or you can also set the racket flat with the strings facing down, grab it kind of like you're grabbing a frying pan. That's your semi-Western grip. What that does is that forces the racket to be tilted forward a little bit more. And to compensate for that, we start to hit up on the ball even more to balance that out. It's a lot easier to get spin this way. If I grab my Topspin Pro now, it's very easy for me to get this racket to kick up using that type of a grip, to put a lot of top spin on the ball if I'm using my semi-Western grip. This would be Nadal's grip of choice. This would be most of the guys on the ATP are using this semi-Western grip. So it provides a lot of spin. You can get the ball to get well over the net. You can take big aggressive strokes and still get the ball to spin down in the court. That's what I'd recommend for most players. Semi-Western is probably the way to go. The fifth one here would be all the way on the bottom. So if we're looking all the way this bottom bevel, I'm putting my hand completely underneath the racket. So if I was to take my hand, face it directly toward the sky, and set the racket on there, that would be my full Western grip. Again, the hand slid down to the bottom, the fingers are spread apart. This would be like a Jack Sock uses a full Western. This is a grip for somebody who's big and strong, has a lot of power, can create a lot of racket head speed. If I come up here to my Topspin Pro, now you'll see I've really got to roll my arm under. My elbow is pointed completely down to the ground. My racket is really at a kind of an awkward angle here, what most people would feel. But that, there is no way to not create tons of top spin using this full Western with your hand underneath. So try all these grips out. Continental, Eastern, Semi-Western, Full Western. Hit about 10, 15 shots at least with each one of them. And notice how it changes the flight of the tennis ball, how it starts to curve down more in the court, the more our hand gets under. If you find yourself struggling to get one ingrained, to get a grip ingrained, I have a great little grip training aid. These are sold on court, off court. Just a little nub that goes on your racket to help you find the right grip. And let's say that I wanted to use the Roger Federer number 3 Eastern grip. My index finger knuckle is on the side bevel there, bevel number 3. I'm gonna put this nub on the next bevel over, bevel number 4, if I want a number 3 grip. So I'm gonna put it where it would fit in between my index finger and my middle finger. It just Velcros right on your racket. And now when I put that nub between my middle finger and index finger, that's automatically getting me in the perfect grip. So now if I'm playing a match, I can spin the racket around. I can immediately feel where I need to be, get that nice and firm in there. And that way when I hit, it's easy to find that. This is the best way to cut down on some practice time. You don't have to have this, but it does make it easier to find the correct grip and to really ingrain that. If you want to go to Semi-Western over on number 4, I put this little nub on number 5. And make sure it's positioned correctly so that your hand can be at the bottom of the racket like that. So that's a really great way to start out. Find the right grip for you, go through those drills, and guys, you're gonna see a big time difference in the way the ball flies. All right, guys, hope you all enjoyed this video. If you did, I got a great bonus for you. I'm gonna play a preview from one of our videos in our Felt Ripping Topspin Forehand Series. That's 5 videos that will talk about how to get tons of speed, tons of pace, and a lot of spin on your forehand. So I'm gonna play a preview of that video. If you're watching on a desktop computer, you can go ahead and click the link that pops up on your screen. If you're on a phone or a tablet, go ahead and click the iCard and you'll get instant access to that video. Plus you're gonna get instant access to all 5 videos in the Felt Ripping Topspin Forehand Series. So good luck, and I'll see you all in the Topspin Series. Hi guys, I'm Clay Ballard, and welcome back to Top Speed Tennis and the Topspin Forehand Series. Hopefully you guys have watched a couple of the first videos. We talked about what creates topspin, what's the perfect grip, and what's the perfect racket setup. But now today we're gonna get to the real fun stuff, in my opinion. We're gonna start talking about technique and how you can use this right arm to not only create more speed, but to do it by using physics instead of power, and also how you can use this right arm with the exact same motion to get more topspin. Be sure to stick around to the end. I have some great drills for you guys. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so as I mentioned, you know, we want to use this right arm in the correct way to create some speed. We'll go over speed first, then we'll talk about the top spin. But if you can imagine my right shoulder here as being a pivot point, and my right arm is going to swing on this pivot. I have a full, 360 degrees range of motion, or roughly 360. And as I let my arm swing, I'm just going to let it swing with gravity here, and you'll see that my fingertips are actually moving with some pretty good speed without very much muscular effort. And that's because I have a pretty long lever here. My right arm is extended and creating a long lever. Now, if I bend my right arm and shorten this lever, and my hand is much closer to my pivot point here, my shoulder, now as I let that swing, my hand is going to be moving much slower. As I let that extend out, it's going to move much faster. And that's what we want to do in the forehand also, is create a longer lever by keeping this right arm pretty straight all the way through the hitting zone. That's what you're going to see with some of the best players like Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and really all the top pros are going to do something pretty similar to that. So that's the first reason we want to do that. We want to create speed with the right arm by using physics and keeping it nice and long to create this big arc and more speed. Now the second part is going to be some top spin. And as we're coming in, let's imagine this ball is coming in. I'm about to make contact with this ball out in front of my body, and it's coming in basically right in my strike zone, just above waist high.